Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But that's totally amazing, John, isn't it, with David Delighton, the president of Center for Medical Progress.
Hero.
And you could be a hero, too. He just said he's going to do something about something that he thought was unjust. And he's just not even conceding. It just is just the right thing to do. And it makes me think about just, I believe, yesterday on The View, Dr. Ben Carson was talking about a war on what's inside of women. He's talking about the same thing that David Delighton's talking about, is about the killing of unborn children. As a matter of fact, listen to what took place on The View with Dr. Ben Carson.
One of the other quotes that we've sort of gotten from the research is that you sort of feel that there is not actually a war on women, but there may be a war on what's inside of women. Is that, accurate?
Yeah,
that
the babies. I mean, we're killing babies all over the place. And, you know, we should be... I think people can probably understand. In my case, I spent my entire career trying to preserve life and give people quality of life, even operating on babies in the womb, operating all night long sometimes on premature babies. And I get to meet those people, you know, when they're adults and productive adults. There is no way you can convince me that they're not important, that they're just a mass of cells
so
that you can do anything
to them. I want to ask you this. Have you met with the women who have to make these horrendous decisions when they have to make them of whether or not they can bring a child into the world? I mean, we talk about bringing children into the world all the time, but periodically, some women feel, I just can't. And are you empathetic to them? Because we
empathetic.
Oh, good. Go ahead, sorry.
Empathetic. And what I have said is that this is a job for us in the private sector. What we need to do is make sure that we provide adequate daycare centers for these mothers so that they can get their GED, their associate's
but
degree,
wait,
their
wait,
bachelor's
degree. But wait,
you're
assuming that these are mothers
degree.
who aren't educated. I mean, these,
well,
I'm talking about
I'm
women
talking about
who make
most
that.
Of them.
I don't know that you can.
Let me tell you a fact. The fact is, a lot of those young girls who are having babies out of wedlock, when they have that
they
stop their education. And that child is four times as likely to grow up in poverty. We as a society have an obligation to do what's necessary to stop that cycle from occurring.
So how important is birth control then to the Republican Party? They should be out there regularly applauding Planned Parenthood for supplying birth control, mammograms, and everything else. Why are they against Planned Parenthood? Are you against birth control, too?
I don't speak for the Republican Party. I speak for
me. For yourself. Are you against birth control also?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. And so I guess you believe in daycare centers and maternity leave and food stamps and all the things that
here's
go along with raising a kid if you don't have the money.
Here's what I believe in, because I get sick and tired of people, particularly progressives, saying Carson grew up poor. He must have benefited from government programs, and now he wants to withdraw all the programs from poor people.
We do not assume
Wait a minute. I've heard that so many times. You've
not
heard
from
it too.
Us.
It's
not
a
from
bunch
us.
Of crap. And what I really actually want to do is provide people with a mechanism for coming out of a state of dependency and climbing the ladder and becoming part of the fabric of America.
We
agree with that.
Yes, but I think my question. Actually, I'm going to let everybody else ask their questions.
It takes me to Obamacare because you said it's the worst thing that has happened in this nation since slavery. How is it slavery and over 9 million people have it?
Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because this is supposed to be a country that is of, for, and by the people. The government is supposed to be there to facilitate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With this particular act, the government comes along and says, don't care what you people think. This is what we're doing. We're cramming it down your throat, and if you don't like
it,
too bad.
We're getting into the war.
That essentially shifts.
Because we did that. We've done that. That seems to be the way of the nation.
But it shifts the relationship between the people and the government. The people are supposed to be at the pinnacle. The government works for us. It's not the other way around. And we need to restore that.
Okay.
That's very important.
All right. Are we done?
Anybody else?
I just wanted to ask one last thing. I mean, you said that you don't necessarily relate to the Republicans, and you don't really say you're a Democrat either. So why do you feel this way?
I said I don't speak for the Republicans. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I didn't relate to them.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing.
Is there anything about the Republicans that you don't relate to?
Well, I am not a highly partisan person. The issues that affect us are imminent financial collapse if we don't change our ways.
Forgive me, Dr. Ben. You know, forgive me.
They're not Republican or Democrat issues.
Dr. Ben Carson, y'all. Members, oh, wait. Members of the audience, you're all going home with Dr. Ben's book, A More Perfect Union. Thank you, Dr. Ben.
So you're looking at, you know, a war on what's inside of women. Mm. It's what Dr. Ben Carson, a brain surgeon, and he's, you know, worked inside the womb of women to be able to make sure that child lives. You know, and they don't have, when somebody's has a baby inside of them, they don't say, you know, you have baby showers. They don't say, let's have a fetus shower.
Right.
It's a baby. When Jesus was in the womb of Mary and with John the Baptist was in the womb of Elizabeth, those weren't fetuses jumping. That was the baby Jesus jumping, right, and John the Baptist jumping in Elizabeth's womb. And we've got to begin to define life. It's been messed up to the point, but we could say from this point on, the moment that child is conceived, and at that point, when mitosis and all those things begin, mm-hmm, the babies begin to be created, the DNA is released, and the miracle of God begins to grow. And if you haven't noticed yet, even after your baby's born, he or she doesn't stay 18 inches long.
They grow.
And if God's design didn't stop it, we'd be giants. Everything is just programmed, mm-hmm, by God, and it's amazing. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. We want to thank David Dalyden, the president, yes, of the Center for Medical Progress with the investigative reporting. We want to thank Glenn Beck with the Blaze Television, and thank the people of The View that had Dr. Ben Carson on to talk about the war that's taking place inside of women. Make sure you join us on our next program. We're going to be talking about the prophetic unfolding of why Russia's in Syria. And does this have to do with end time prophecy? Because Russia's in Syria. Iraq's cutting a deal with Russia. You have Saudi Arabia about to possibly shift from the dollar being the petroleum. Man, things are going to be dramatically different as we know it. But pray for us. Remember to pray for us. And we want to pray for you. Father God, Lord, we just ask you right now, Lord, that you would come and touch each and every one, Lord, yes, that's Lord, here in these studios, God, those that are watching by television, listening by radio, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this brave young man, David Dalyden, that just said, you know, we're just going to do this, you know. Mm-hmm. And what a brave man. We pray protection over him and his family and all this crew, God. We thank them for standing up. Give us the same kind of courage, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would reward those who are standing up, you know, for the light, those that are partnering and standing with VFN TV as partners and sponsors. You know, bless them for standing up for what's right during this time. Shine the light in these days of darkness, God. And I pray, dear God, that you would end abortion and send revival, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.